This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's government has decided to start releasing radioactive water from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant into the sea in 2 years after it is treated. The decision was long speculated but delayed due to safety concerns and protests. Cabinet ministers meeting on Tuesday endorsed the release as the best option. The water has been accumulating at the Fukushima nuclear power plant since its 2011 meltdown after a massive earthquake and tsunami. The plant's operator says storage capacity there will be full in the fall of 2022. Indirect talks between Iran and the United States on reviving the 2015 nuclear deal have been thrown into uncertainty following an attack on Iran's underground Natanz nuclear facility. Although neither Iran nor the U.S. say the incident will crater the negotiations, the destruction of a significant amount of Iran's uranium enrichment capability cast a major shadow over the discussions in Vienna. Those talks were set to resume Tuesday with the aim of bringing both Iran and U.S. back into compliance with the deal. The United Nations chief says the world's failure to unite on tackling COVID-19 has created wide inequalities. Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Monday for urgent action, including a wealth tax to help finance the global recovery from the coronavirus. He says latest reports indicate there's been a $5 trillion surge in the wealth of the world's richest in the past year of the pandemic. He urges governments to consider solidarity or wealth tax on those who have profited during the pandemic. This is VOA News. Authorities in the U.S. state of Tennessee say that a student at a Knoxville high school opened fire on police before he was shot and killed. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The fatal encounter took place inside a school bathroom at Knoxville's Austin East Magnet School at the end of the day. The director of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says police were called for someone possibly with a gun at the school. They tracked the suspect down inside a bathroom. He was ordered out, and the TBI alleges the student started shooting at the officers as they went in. One officer was struck and wounded while police fired back, killing the student. This particular school's already been reeling from gun violence earlier in the year. Three students died in separate shootings off campus. The police chief says for her, it was chilling to hear that an officer was down and then find out it was a shooting inside a school. Potential witnesses are still being questioned. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The police chief in a Minneapolis suburb where a black man was fatally shot during a traffic stop says he believes the officer who fired intended to use a taser, not a handgun. The police chief, Tim Gannon, described the shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright as an accidental discharge. Wright died Sunday in Center, a city of about 30,000 people just north of Minneapolis. His death sparked protests and unrest with officers in riot gear, clashing again with demonstrators Monday night. Minneapolis area was already on edge because of the trial of the police officer charged with the murder of George Floyd. And prosecutors' case against former officer Derek Chauvin drew toward a close on Monday. With tender memories from George Floyd's younger brother and testimony from a police use of force expert who said no reasonable officer would have done what Chauvin did. Seth Stoughton is a professor at the University of South Carolina School of Law, and he judged Chauvin's actions against what a responsible officer in the same situation would have done and repeatedly found that Chauvin did not meet that test. He said that includes holding Floyd face down with the knee across his neck for up to 9 minutes, 29 seconds. Philanese Floyd, George Floyd's younger brother, tearfully recalled Floyd's life. The Biden administration has struck an agreement with Mexico, Honduras, and Guatemala to temporarily surge troops to the borders in an effort to reduce the tide of migration to the U.S. border. The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Mexico will maintain a deployment of about 10,000 troops, while Guatemala has surged to 1,500 police. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.